The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Joanna Donnelly is with me now, though, from Met Éireann. Joanna, what can people expect in different parts of Ireland over the evening and through the night?
A wet and windy night. It's going to be wet and windy everywhere, right across the country. Obviously, we have red level warnings in operation for various parts of the country, but it's going to be wet and windy everywhere. So the whole country is under an orange level warning, the whole of the island at some point or other over the next 24 to 48 hours under that orange level warning. And then red level warnings from Clare northwards all the way to Donegal. And Wicklow. We're adding in Wicklow because of the mountains in Wicklow. They add a little bit of extra turbulence, get those extra gusts going there. So Wicklow is in, Dublin and Westford not.
Okay. Is it the wind predominantly? Is that the danger? That's what's causing the red warning?
This is a wind event. Yeah, there will be rain. There's heavy rain associated with this possibility of overtopping at the coast because that long fetch across the North Atlantic's driving those waves up onto coastal areas. So there'll be flooding at the coasts. There's river flooding as well. The rain is continuing, so there'll be, you know, flooding on the roads. But it's particularly a wind event. So there's very, very strong winds associated with this storm.
And how long should all of this last?
We've had the warnings easing up overnight. So the red's coming down to orange, the orange's coming down to yellow, but it's still going to be a windy day right out until tomorrow afternoon.
All right. Listen, Joanna, thank you very much for that. Sean O'Neill with us as well. Sean is Head of Communications with Transport Infrastructure Ireland. Sean, how is this impacting on people's travel plans, public transport as well around the country, and how safe the roads are?
Well, thank you, Kieran. We need everyone to be aware that a red alert, it's not something that happens on a regular basis. So it is serious and we need to pay heed to that. So if you're in Clare, Galway, Mayo, Donegal, Leitrim, Sligo and Wicklow, these areas are going to be under red alert warning. So we need everyone to stay put, not travel. And during that time, because it's just going to be a heavy, heavy wind event, severe elements like things getting blown around, knocked over. You don't need to be out and about in that, and we don't need people doing that. So it just creates a lot of pressure on the emergency services and the local authorities dealing with a flood event as well, especially on the West Coast. Additionally, public transport, the transport operations and the transport operators will make decisions as their operations come in line with the storm event and decide to change their time schedule or stop travel. Please pay heed to that. Go online, look at your apps and find out what the travel arrangements are going to be or not going to be. That'll be important. And it's just an event that everyone needs to hunker down and just let it get through the night and we'll all be fine tomorrow. But it's just a matter of everyone staying still and not traveling if they just can't travel during a red alert.
Is there anything that you guys do in terms of preparation, say, on the motorways, like the way you would grit them for severe cold weather?
Yeah, a lot of our operations and maintenance on the motorway network, for example, when an event like this, when we know it's going to be happening, which we have, we go out and deal with the drainage. That's one of the biggest things, because the drainage with the runoff and with leaves and anything that can get blown onto the motorway itself, we have to remove. And then during the operational phase, obviously, we practice what we preach, unless it's an emergency situation where they have to get out there and deal with an incident. We do hunker down as well. Then post an incident, we have to remove debris or whatever. That will happen as well. We have full maintenance and operations personnel at the ready, as well as our colleagues at the local authority working with us. So it'll be a busy weekend for everyone.
And if a kind of a major road does get blocked, say by a fallen tree during the red warning, do you wait until that is kind of downgraded to what, orange or yellow, or does there have to be no warning in place? Or what's the situation in terms of when the clear-up operation begins?
Well, again, and when it's safe to be out there, and we work in collaboration with the emergency services.
Okay.
So you have fire, the Gardaí, emergency, because you could have power lines involved and things like that. You could have ESB or colleagues in ESB. So there's a level of expertise and safety management that is required depending on the incident, and you deal with it as such. So if there was a major tree across the road and let's say it hit a cable or something, well, then everyone's involved in that. And they will deal with it as safely as they can when it is safe to do so. Because we don't need to compound an issue by adding to a terrible incident, you know.
All right. Listen, Sean, thank you. Graham Queen is with us as well. Graham's the Media Relations Manager at DAA, Dublin Airport Authority. Graham, how is this weather going to impact flights in and out of the airport, if at all?
Yeah, well, hopefully it won't be too bad, Kieran. We've two things going for us tonight. One is that the highest of the winds aren't going to come till after midnight, which is a quiet time for us, as you can imagine. And also the wind direction looks like it's going to be favourable. Basically, the winds are going to run up and down our runways, so that makes it easier than it could be to get planes up and down. So we're seeing a bit of a switch in the wind in the last hour. We did have the crosswind runway in operation for a little while there, but we're now back to the other runways, which is good because that means we can get more planes in and out per hour. So not expecting too much disruption, but the message to anyone flying tonight and even in the early hours of tomorrow morning is keep close to your airline, get an update from them on the status of your flight.
If the kind of the wind patterns change and you ended up kind of severe crosswinds and it was too dangerous for a plane to land, where would you generally divert them to in a situation like this where there's red weather warnings across a lot of the UK as well?
Yeah, so whenever a pilot takes off, they create a flight plan, and as part of that, they assign to the airports that they may fly to in the event that they need to divert. So it would be down to the pilot to decide which airport he was going to divert to. That's one thing we are looking at tonight, is probably some diversions from other airports into Dublin. I think the winds at Cork and Shannon in those areas might be quite high and might be quite tricky. So we'll have contingencies in place to take planes from other airports. I think that west coast of England and Wales is going to get hit pretty hard as well. So we may see planes diverting for there. But, you know, that's pretty normal in a wind event like this. But hopefully there won't be too many of our passengers at Dublin Airport certainly inconvenienced tonight.
All right. Fingers crossed for that. Blake Boland is with me as well, spokesperson with Dublin Bus. Blake, do you suspect that bus services might be curtailed or impacted at all?
Well, we're definitely not being as impacted as other parts of the country. Now, we have made the decision to cancel the 84, and that's the Nightlink service today. So although we are Dublin Bus, some of our routes can touch on, you know, the foothills of the Wicklow Mountains, and Wicklow is in a red warning, as we know. So we've made that decision to cancel the 84 and overnight. But at the moment, there's no anticipation of other disruption to our services as we move in tomorrow morning.
All right. Well, listen, we'll keep a close eye on all of that as it unfolds. Blake Boland, spokesperson for Dublin Bus, Graham McQueen, media relations at DAA, Dublin Airport Authority. Sean O'Neill is head of communications at Transport Infrastructure Ireland, and Joanna Donnelly from Met Éireann.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.